It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
High school basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
And a good evening to you, Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs. We are live at the Thomas Johnson High School gym where they've just saluted the seniors, the four senior cheerleaders, and four these four senior players on the Thomas Johnson team, which is having such a wonderful year. And Steve, you were athletic director here for 14 years. And this Thomas Johnson boys basketball team comes in here tonight with a 16-2 record, 10-0 in the CMC, and a 14-game winning streak since it seems like 10 years ago they lost to Watkins Mill.
Back on the 14th of December. So
what a team. Is it one of the best that you've seen since the Tom Dickman era?
Yes, certainly is. And it's nice to see. It's you know, the, everyone here in the area and the community has been looking for a year like then. Last year we got it started. Yes. This year they just picked it up, and now we've got ourselves they got themselves rolling and going in the right direction. They've already solidified the league, the conference division winner, and they'll play Oakdale on the 20th, which will be a good one. Looking forward to that game, because TJ will have a little bit of a bad taste in their mouth from that opening defeat there.
Which we had here at WFMD. We had that game from Oakdale, and it was a kind of a one, well, I don't say one-sided. TJ was in contention for most of the game, but Oakdale definitely had the upper hand.
Yes, they did, but that'll be a nice tune-up for both teams before the playoffs start, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they start that following Friday. The game doesn't mean anything or will not mean anything because it comes after the seeding, and they're both in different classifications now, so that's a nice competitive game leading up to going to the playoffs, which could be very helpful.
Yeah, and of course, the girls' game that night looks to be Frederick and Middletown. And, of course, Middletown is undefeated, at least as of right now. And Frederick's only local loss was to Middletown in December. So that game has all kinds of meaning. And then, of course, with Thomas Johnson taking on Oakdale, that'll be a tremendous game. That'll be the doubleheader at Hood College on Tuesday night, the 20th, February 20th, starting at 5:30. So that's a definite. If you're a sports fan in Frederick County, you have to be there for that one.
Absolutely should. And, you know, it's ironic that Oakdale beat TJ opening night, Middletown beat Frederick opening night. So they both were looking to get that that loss, get that taste out of mouth. But the good thing, like I said, is they don't have to worry about facing them again for a third time in the playoffs, which really can be a bad luck type of situation, which could happen. I mean, Linganore and TJ, Tuscarora and TJ, you know, could play the third time, and if you beat them twice, that's all fine and good, but that third time is the one that counts.
Yeah, so often I've seen it happen in high school sports, they'll lose that third game.
Yeah, coaches really, and I was one, you're getting real nervous when you're going to face a team for the third time in the same season.
Well, you know, as we just to bring a little bit of history to this game tonight, which is going to be a tremendous one, Tuscarora at Thomas Johnson. We're a little late getting started because of the senior night ceremonies, but we should be underway in about 10 minutes here. But just before we get to that game, a big banner facing us as we look out over the court. Tom Dickman coached here from 1974 to 2003. Was it eight state championships?
I believe it's eight. Seven?
Seven or eight.
One,
seven.
Two. Just count them. Three, four, five. Six, seven.
Seven state championships and a bunch of second place finishes, too. Just incredible boys basketball in the Tom Dickman years, which ended in 2003. Tom, now the retiring athletic director, at Hood College. He later became coach of the Hood's men's, the first Hood men's team in the early 2000s. But what a high school legacy he left. And in those years, there were victories over Dematha and other big high schools.
Indeed, it was always Tom. Always had the kids really wanted to play for him, and it was almost reloading. It almost seemed like every year instead of rebuilding. You know, he always had quite a group of young kids coming through the system, and you know when that happens, they want to, and they are anxious to play for a coach like that, then good things happen.
All right, we'll just the seniors for Thomas Johnson, who were honored just a little while ago: Mike Concepcion, Antoine Wright, Brent Coughlin, and Braxton Foreman. And we expect that at least those four, possibly with Ricky Rivas, will be the starting five. And then I think Tuscarora, Coach Daryl Whiten of Tuscarora is going to be starting some of his seniors too. So it'll be senior night. A salute to the seniors who worked hard for 4 years for their teams here. But the game tonight, it's a chance for Tuscarora to get back at Thomas Johnson. They lost to them in the first meeting, 65-57, back in January. And they would like nothing better than to disrupt Thomas Johnson's party tonight.
Sure. Indeed they would. And Tuscarora has got themselves, after that tough ball game at Oakdale, when they played Oakdale several weeks ago, now they came back and have won three out of four. And unfortunately, they lost to North Hagerstown, which was surprising to me, especially by that score. But it's kind of been a little up and down year for Coach White and his squad. But they're going to be there. They can play. They're a young team as well. Both teams have one senior starter, so you've got a good nucleus coming back for next year. But you know, when you face a team coached by Darrell White, and it's going to play tough defense, and you better come to play.
That's for sure. And just looking at some of the outstanding players that we'll see tonight on the Thomas Johnson team. Well, we'll start with Braxton Foreman. He's averaging 14.3 points a game, the 6'5" senior who was honored before the game and got a big round of applause. And the kids have got big, huge, blown-up photos of Braxton they're carrying around. So just to emphasize that point. But he's quite a player. And you put him in a combination with Bennett Commander, who's 6'6", and Braxton at 6'5". That's quite a duo for other teams to put up with.
Indeed, that forms quite a nucleus underneath the boards, but certainly Braxton has shown he can move out from the basket and score as well. You know, knock the three down with no problem. Of course, Richard Rivas, Richard is like the energizing bunny.
He certainly
is.
He just
loves the game and plays every minute as if it's the last. And his ability to bring the ball off the floor, he can shoot the three, and his vision of the floor is what you want out of your number one, your guard. Zay Brooks. Zay's a very consistent hustler on defense and dishes the ball off extremely well. He can score as well. J.R. Poe, there's another one under him now. He's not as big as Commander and Foreman, but he's in there. He's one of the leaders in the county in rebounding. And then they have a couple kids off the bench. Coughlin coming off the bench, senior. He does a nice job. It's very, very steady. Plays good defense. And then the young man who's really stepped his game up here in the last year is Antoine Wright.
Yes.
He has been playing very, very well of late, getting in double figures, a big presence, 6'4", underneath. And he is really, I know Coach Manley is glad to see him come where he is, because there's a chance to get one of your big men off the floor, get some a breather.
That's all true. And I like the way you described Rick Rivas as playing every minute as though it was his last in the game. He does. He's that kind of player. A lot of fun to watch. And we've had fun watching him for the last several years. And this TJ team, coached by John Manley, 16-2 overall. And their only losses were to Oakdale and to Watkins Mill, and that was early in December. They won 14 games in a row with that streak starting in December. And they're 10-0. They wrapped up that CMC spot for the CMC championship game on February 20th at Hood College. And they'll in that game, they'll be taking on Oakdale. What a game that's going to be.
Both those games will be. You're right, Pete. I can't emphasize it anymore. If you are love watching high school basketball or just love watching basketball, you should make every effort to get out to Hood College on the 20th and see two fantastic teams. Probably all four of those could definitely, or, you know, without question, make a deep run into the playoffs.
They certainly could. I would say both Middletown, the girls' side, both Middletown and Frederick have shots at state championships.
Boy,
definitely.
The guys' games, they got Collins Lee, and you got Foreman and the kids from TJ. That matchup is great. But I tell you, from the girls' side, come out and watch Sailor Poffenbarger and Michaela Daniels.
Oh, wow.
That'll be something to
see. Two of the best players in the state.
I know we may be a little prejudiced that way, but I agree with you 100%, Pete. They definitely are two of the best players in the state of Maryland.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back with, we'll take a look at Tuscarora, coached by Daryl Whiten. They'll be the opponent of TJ tonight. And we'll have the opening tip-off coming up in just a few minutes here. We're a little late starting due to ceremonies before the game. But we'll take a break now and remind you, you're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Basketball. Maryland Terrapins basketball. All on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Rhett McDonough is our producer tonight at WFMD Studios. Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we are live at the Thomas Johnson High Gym, and the crowd has crowded in here. It's a near capacity here when they've taken out the third set of bleachers to accommodate the crowd here at the Thomas Johnson Gym, which is a beautiful facility. And we're nearing the opening tip here. Tuscarora against Thomas Johnson, an intra-city battle. And I'll tell you, this Daryl Whiten has another strong Tuscarora team coming in here, 10-7 and 6-4 in the CMC. And they are coming off a big victory, 72-62 over Frederick about a week ago. And they could definitely give Thomas Johnson trouble tonight.
Oh, absolutely, Pete. With Coach Whiten, they're going to be they are well coached, and they will be tough defensively. And they got some young men who certainly can score. You got the big fella Lepkowski underneath. You got Tremaine Strickland, who's been the steady scorer for them for the whole season. Shimon Jenis, the other guard who's also plays good D and can shoot the ball. Anthony Davis and then Giovanni Lawrence. That's a good starting five, and a couple breaks here and there, they'd be in three or four losses instead of seven.
There's no question about that. And warming up down there, the leaders statistically on the Tuscarora team, Tremaine Strickland, who kind of a quiet man. He doesn't get a lot of publicity, but I'll tell you, the guy has got the stats, 16.9 points a game he's averaging.
Yeah, he does.
Does not get the attention some other people get.
But he can take the team on his shoulders and bring them back, as he did back in the when they played Clarksburg in the Christmas tournament.
Tremaine Strickland, watch him. 16.9 points. He's averaging also, interestingly enough, 5.1 assists, which is a good assist number. And that's a lot for high school, averaging 5.1 assists a game. Tremaine Strickland, a junior at 5'8". Watch him. Look for Kyle Lepkowski, averaging 7.8 rebounds a game. He's a key player for the Tuscarora Titans. Curtis Smith has been averaging 6.7 rebounds a game. What a rebounder he is. He's only a junior at 6'2". Lepkowski averaging 7. So those two, Lepkowski and Curtis Smith, really take care of the boards for Coach Daryl Whiten and the Tuscarora Titans. And Giovanni Lawrence averaging 3.2 assists a game for the Tuscarora Titans.
It's Strickland's stats. That just tells you that Tremaine is a complete player and a total team player. He's your leading scorer, but he's also leading the team in assists. That just tells you that he's unselfish. He'll take the shots when needed, but he's looking for his teammates as well.
All right, Tuscarora High School cheerleaders and the TJ cheerleaders on the floor as they are ready to introduce the team. Coach Daryl Whiten Shavon Genis. Here's Tremaine Strickland, we were just talking about, along with Genis. Kyle Lepkowski, the big man, the big fella, 7.3 rebounds. And he goes 6 foot five.
Curtis Smith.
And Curtis Smith, another big man, 6 foot two, he can jump, a junior.
And Davis,
Anthony Davis, also being introduced as a starter. So he'll be the starters for Tuscarora. Daryl Whiten makes liberal use of his bench. And now with the spotlight and the lights off and the spotlight on, we will introduce the Thomas Johnson Patriots.
Bar the spotlight from the drama department, put it up top there. So, similar to Walkersville, but not in the center. Hit the players as they come off the bench.
Here he comes, Richard Rivas. If you haven't seen him play, he's worth the price of admission for Thomas Johnson. What an intense play. Antoine Wright, I'll tell you, he's going to be the most improved player I've seen
without,
in this
without
area.
Question, Pete, without question.
Michael Concepcion, quite a football player,
yes,
too,
indeed.
Being introduced as a starter.
Linebacker, good athlete.
This with is Brett Coughlin.
Yep.
And Braxton Foreman, of course.
And Brett Coughlin. So the four seniors will start along with Richard.
So it'll be Coughlin.
Right.
And Foreman. Now, Rivas, the junior, crashes the party there. But
only got four seniors. So.
And Antoine Wright, of course. Another senior for Tuscarora. We'll now salute our country with the playing of the national anthem here at the Thomas Johnson Gym. Was helping a little bit there. We've got two student cheering sections that are going to try to outdo each other, TJ and Tuscarora. It's intra-city basketball at its best tonight here at the Thomas Johnson Gym.
Indeed it will be. A lot of excitement, of course, for TJ, and this is something that for them to be in this conference title game, of course it wasn't around till later, but they haven't been in a conference champion, a chance to be a conference champion since Coach Dickman, maybe since 2004. So this is a very special year for the Patriots, and certainly they're looking to continue this momentum that they have going, finish the season out, and then start the new season.
We see Shimon Genis, Anthony Davis walking out there for Tuscarora. Also, Curtis Smith, of course, the great leaper, has 6.7 rebounds. But it'll be Lepkowski jumping at center for the Tuscarora Titans, and he'll be going against Braxton Foreman. And Braxton Foreman wins the tip, gets it over to Coughlin, and with it is Rivas. Now, Rivas fires the ball to Foreman. They get it over on the side now as they work that ball along the side. The Thomas Johnson Patriots with the basketball to start out here at the gym. The jump shot is up and good by Foreman. Braxton Foreman nails that jump shot to put TJ ahead 2-0 right off the bat.
He's one of those that players that can do dribble the ball and shoot from anywhere.
Jemis with it now for Tuscarora. Also, he's playing catch back there with Strickland. Lepkowski has it at a high post, and I don't know who he was throwing it to, but it goes to the cheerleaders.
He was trying to go to Curtis Smith, and it was a little too high.
Goes to the cheerleaders instead, and Smith comes back and gives him a pat in the back. 2-0, TJ, and TJ with the ball again. Here comes Rivas bringing that ball up. He's like he's on a mission every time he handles the ball.
Uh-oh,
he's just
bad pass there by Antoine Wright.
And here Wright, and oh, a steal by Jemma. Jenis. Coming in for the, gliding in for the layup after the steal, so we're tied at two. Here comes Rivas up, full court pressure. Now here's Braxton Foreman. He slows it down a little bit as the defense catches up.
Tuscarora in a 2-3 zone here, Pete, at the beginning of the game. Got to be careful of those passes. Make them sharp and quick.
That's what TJ Foreman now puts up a three. It's all net by Braxton Foreman, who has 5 points to start up. It's Foreman 5 and Tuscarora 2 as we go with 6:43 to go first quarter. And bringing it back for Tuscarora now, the Tuscarora Titans is Sean Giles. Oh, he's on TJ. I'm sorry, mixed up there. Three, it says Strickland. Tremaine Strickland wearing that number three. They get back over to Jenis. Jenis at the top of the key now. Back over to Strickland. Tremaine Strickland, the leading scorer for Tuscarora, as they work that ball along the baseline. Lepkowski tries to drive the baseline. Can't do it. The jump shot up. No good. And Braxton Foreman with the rebound for TJ. And he'll lead the charge up the other way. TJ up 5-2. 6:10 to go. First quarter. Braxton Foreman gets it over on the side. Bounce pass along the baseline. Back out to Foreman from Coughlin. The shot is good by Foreman. Another three by Braxton Foreman.
Wow.
He's on fire already.
Well, that's where you get the ball, too. The one who's got it on fire, you get it to him.
All right, Strickland driving to the basket now. Strickland, he can't score. Rebound fought for it. Finally, the ball is stolen by Rivas, who knocked it out of the hands of the Tuscarora rebounder, and Rivas gets it back. What a play by Rivas.
He was battling Curtis Smith for the rebound and got it away, and here he is with the ball.
Just knocked that ball loose, and Rivas has the ball again. He starts so many things. 8-2, drives to the base, and he gets crushed as he drives with Curtis Smith knocking him down, and I think he'll get a foul on that one.
Yep. Two shots coming for Richard Rivas, showing his quickness.
That's what he complained about in the first game against Tuscarora. He's getting knocked to the floor too much. I guess Curtis Smith read that and said, well, if you think we were tough that game, wait till this game.
You're going to pay when you come down the lane here, son.
Yeah, Rivas can't beat that Curtis Smith. And the free throw up and no good by Rivas. Rivas, of course, wearing number zero, and he gets that second one.
9-2 here.
Oh, boy, 7-point lead, and Rivas finally gets in there. Braxton Foreman has 8 of those 9, I believe. Bounce pass in the traffic. Curtis Smith.
Stolen by Richard.
Stolen ball, but Rivas gets the ball back. It just was loose there on the baseline, and Rivas comes up with it, dribbling through the entire Tuscarora team. Gets the jump pass over to Foreman. Oh, he almost got another three. Antoine Wright almost got the rebound, knocked out of his hand. Tuscarora playing very tough on the boards.
And they ran into one another and knocked that out themselves, so TJ will get the ball out of bounds.
9-2, TJ by 7, 5:04 to go first quarter. Coughlin puts it in play, fires it out to Rivas at the top of the key. Strickland will be out there putting the pressure on him. He gets away from a screen and stays right with Rivas, following him across the key. The pass to Foreman. Foreman to Antoine Wright along
nice
the baseline.
Pass.
Coughlin puts it up.
Nice
beautiful
job by
rebound.
Brett Coughlin.
Oh, Coughlin, what a play.
Nice job. Nice pass by Antoine Wright.
And TJ with an 11-2 lead.
Michael Concepcion, very good working down there looking for the open man.
Tuscarora with the ball now. Anthony Davis. Got it over to Smith. Now to Lepkowski, top of the key. Lepkowski gets the ball over in the corner again, driving. Jemis. And Jenis misses the jump shot. Rebound Lepkowski. Lepkowski in the lane, puts it up and in, and he gets fouled.
Nice move by Kyle Lepkowski there. Put the ball up, faked it, and went underneath and went by and put the ball off the glass. Nicely done by the big man.
What a key rebound by Lepkowski, who's made a few of those in his career at Tuscarora. Foul shot up, and he completes the and one and the three-point play. Lepkowski with three, and it is 11-5. Rivas with the ball. Rivas with tough pressure from Strickland. Gets away from Strickland. Gets it over to Coughlin. Coughlin to right at the top of the key. Antoine Wright driving towards the basket to Coughlin for the 15.
Oh, nice
good.
Job.
Oh, Coughlin. Oh, Coughlin. 13-5. And with it is Strickland directing traffic. Gets the ball over to Jenis. Jenis drives the basket. Whoa, it was blocked twice and knocked out of bounds. I think Coughlin got his hand on it.
Antoine Wright was there as well. They got Antoine playing man-to-man on Strickland, and now the TJ's dropped back into his zone now on the inbound.
Oh,
nice shot by
3-point shot, Strickland. Oh, Trubane Strickland with a three. It's 13-8. As the Titans come back, and a travel being called on Braxton Foreman as he's double-teamed in the backcourt, and the ball goes over to Tuscarora. They've cut the lead to 5 with 3:43 to go, and Tuscarora is in this thing already.
And they'll continue to be. You best believe that, Pete. So,
Trumaine Strickland gets the ball to Jenis. Jenis being guarded by Antoine Wright. Jenis moving on Wright. Flips the ball off to the side. Baseline jumper won't go. Rebound is taken down by
Concepcion
of TJ. With the ball is Rivas now. Rivas bringing that ball. The ball almost swiped out of his hand. He holds it. Good dribbling there by
nice
Rivas across the
Antoine
top of the
Wright.
Key. Gets it to right in the corner. Here comes Foreman driving to the basket. Oh, the ball is blocked by
Lobkowski.
Oh, Lobkowski, a tremendous defensive play.
Oh,
a near steal, and they blow it. They steal.
Yep.
Pressure by TJ forces Tuscarora to turn it over.
Good job on both ends there.
Lobkowski blocking Foreman. 13-8. We'll watch these individual matchups. They're fun. Coughlin will put the ball in play. These are two very good teams.
Uh-oh. Yep, they're going to call a foul here on Tuscarora. He broke the plane and allowed the inbounds pass. The defensive player cannot break that plane, the sideline, and that's what the official's calling on.
Curtis Smith.
Yep. Or it was a warning. I don't know if it's a foul.
No, it might be a warning. Maybe a warning. Yeah, it might be. Because that would have been two on him.
Yep.
Coughlin will put the ball in play for TJ. Gets it back into the backcourt to Rivas. Rivas will bring it up with 3:12 to go now. First quarter, 13-8. TJ over Tuscarora. In this tremendous intra-city battle before a packed house here at the Thomas Johnson Gym.
Both teams now playing man-to-man.
Rivas gives the ball back to Foreman. Foreman in the paint to Coughlin. Coughlin, a 10-footer, is all around the rim and out. The rebound is hauled down in there by Davis.
And he foul on the shot. Brett gets called for the foul.
As Davis in there, a tiger on those boards, his leaping ability is tremendous.
Yep. That's Brett's first, team second.
So Coughlin picks up the foul. Inbounds play. Trumaine Strickland will bring the ball up. Rivas will really not guard him hard as he gets over that line to Jenis. Jenis.
Jenis by right.
Jenis at the top of the key. Jenis over on the right side now to Strickland. Strickland with a nice bounce pass underneath. Davis
blocked
by Foreman. He gets it back, puts it up and in as Davis stays with it and scores.
Nicely done by Anthony Davis there. Went up, got the shot block, got it back, put it right back in.
13-10. Rivas bringing the ball up for Thomas Johnson takes a three.
Oh.
He's got it. He got it.
Wow.
Rivas. 16-10. What a game already.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Strickland, good shooting by both teams. Strickland going down the lane,
nice
falls down, passes
Smith.
Off to Smith, Curtis Smith, to the open man, Lobkowski, back over to Davis. Davis knocked out of his hands, but saved by Jenis.
Antoine Wright, that's on Shimon Jenis.
Jenis across the top of the key. They're staying outside the arc as they get it over to Davis. Now back to Strickland. Trumaine Strickland, top of the key. Rivas trying to get a screen for him. They can't. Strickland will dribble in. Puts it up. A scoop shot. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Antoine Wright. Then Rivas will bring it up for TJ. And gives the pass over to Foreman on the left side. Back in deep in the corner to Rivas for a three. Oh, he hits the front of the rim. That one wasn't
that's
close.
That's going to be a tough score ball. Now you got your other three starters for TJ coming in. Commander, Poe, and Brooks. Nice job by those three seniors.
Yeah, they did.
Coughlin and Wright and Concepcion all did a very nice job.
Didn't lose much there.
No, indeed, they did not.
Kelly's in the game now. He gets the inbound pass. Jack Kelly bringing it up for the Tuscarora Titans, who come in here with a 10-7 record. had kind of a little bit of an up-and-down season, but they've had some big wins. Kelly way outside that arc now trying to work that ball in. Here's Jenis. Jenis top of the key for Tuscarora. Goes right down the lane, puts it up. Oh, it won't go. And the rebound is hauled down by Commander.
Brooks got a hand on that ball.
Zay Brooks. Zay Brooks bringing the ball, gets it over to Rivas for a three. Boom. Oh, net. Rivas again. Two threes for Rivas. It's 19-10. TJ with the ball, Strickland to Jenis. Jenis at the free throw line. Jenis gets it over on the right side now to Davis. Anthony Davis to Lepkowski. Lepkowski down the paint, going right down the lane, puts it in and gets fouled by Commander, I think.
Yeah, Bennett got behind him. And when you're chasing somebody from behind, you go to block the shot, and more than likely you're going to foul him. And he did, and he made the basket as well, so we got and one.
And he'll have a chance now for his second three-point play the old-fashioned way here. Lepkowski at the line. Shot is up, and he gets it. He gets 2 3-point plays the hard way.
Nate Monroe now in for Tuscarora. Jermaine gets a chance to catch a breather with 40 seconds left here in the first quarter.
I'll tell you, somebody who hasn't caught a breather is Rivas, but he never seems to run out of energy. He's the Energizer bunny there. I tell you, he never gets tired. Also in the game now is J.R. Poe for Thomas Johnson, and that's a big help there. Commander with it. Commander, the shot is up, and it's good by Poe.
Three.
Oh, my goodness, that's a three by Poe. J.R. Poe just in the game and nails the three to make it 22-13. 9-point lead by TJ. Jenis with it for Tuscarora. Man-to-man pressure here by Thomas Johnson. The shot is up, and it is an air ball thrown up there by Tuscarora. And coming the other way is Poe at the buzzer for the first quarter, and he just barely missed it. So our score after one quarter of play, Thomas Johnson 22 and Tuscarora 13.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Rhett McDonough is our producer tonight at the WFMD studios. Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs. We are live at Thomas Johnson Gym. It's 22-13. The TJ Patriots ahead right now, but what a first quarter that was.
Boy, both teams come out firing, that's for sure, especially TJ. What they've made, four threes, Pete?
Yeah.
The team has made four threes already.
Two threes for Rivas and two threes for Braxton Foreman in that first quarter. And Lepkowski has two old-fashioned three-point plays for Tuscarora. Here comes Trumaine Strickland now dribbling against Rivas. He gets the ball over to Lepkowski. Lepkowski throwing the ball on the right side to Davis. The shot is short, and the rebound is taken down by Rivas. Rick Rivas getting in there, the guard. He brings the ball up. Oh, he fires the pass over on the side. Driving to the basket.
Oh, what a move by Zay Brooks.
Zay Brooks, wow.
Boy, he just took off down that baseline, and see ya.
24-13, biggest lead of the game now at 11 for TJ. With it is Davis. Davis working that ball around. Gets it over to Strickland. They work it into Jenis along the baseline. Good defense here by TJ. It's man-to-man. Lepkowski at the top of the key looking at Foreman. Trying to drive against him. Spins in the lane. Puts it up. It's off. Way off. And the rebound almost grabbed by Poe, but it may have gone off his hand. Let's see. No, it's going to be TJ.
Tuscarora. Smith back in for Jack Kelly. That time, Brett Bennett Commander did a better job of his body placement there to keep Lepkowski from getting to the basket.
Yeah, that shot was off. You're right. Pass comes to Foreman. Now Foreman was going to go down the lane. Passes off instead to Brooks. Brooks, another baseline drive. That one doesn't work, but he gets fouled.
Well, you got it. Boy, is he use his quick. What an athlete he is.
Sure is. He was shot out of a cannon there along the baseline twice now. One drive successful. This one a foul. He'll get two shots. Tay Brooks, 2 points already for him. He averages over two assists a game.
There we go. Good job by Zay there to get knocked
Zay
down.
Zay gets it, makes it 25-13, biggest lead of the game at 12 now for TJ.
And Sean Giles now in for TJ.
Sean is a 6'2" sophomore.
In there for Richard. Give Richard a little breather.
Brooks misses that free throw. The rebound taken out by Lepkowski. Gets the outlet pass quickly to Strickland. Strickland bringing the ball up. Boy, he's going right to the basket. Puts it up. A running right-hander across the lane is no good. And the rebound is taken down by Poe. Poe coming for TJ. Poe! Coast to coast finishes it off.
you see the overall team quickness by TJ, and it doesn't make any difference what size you are.
Jenis in traffic, falls down, gets the pass somehow to Lepkowski, knocked down by Poe and stolen by Commander. Over to Praxton Foreman, a big pass to Poe, and Poe is fouled. He'll get two shots at the line as Lepkowski hacks him on the way up.
Well, then when they get the ball, they're out and running. You better get back on defense.
What a pass by Foreman.
Yep.
He hit Poe in stride, and Poe now has two shots at the line. J.R. Poe, the 6'3" junior for TJ. 6:29 to go, second quarter. Shot is up, and it is good. Yeah, a game like this, you want the clock to go slow so you can see the game will take forever so you can keep watching it. 6 points for J.R. Poe now. And he gets another. Outstanding athletes on both teams here. Poe at the line. The shot is up, and it is no good. And the rebound is taken down by Commander, and he gets it over to Brooks. Brooks at the top of the key. Brooks almost got the shot off. The ball is stolen away in mid-flight by Curtis Smith. Strickland to Smith. Smith going to the baseline. I think he walked, but he got fouled anyway. He's going to get the foul, and he's going to get two shots, I think.
Yeah, it looked like he walked before he got
I think you're right. I don't think
got the foul, but that's not our decision to make, Pete. Nope. So the gentleman in the striped shirts decide who and when.
So Smith at the line for two. Has four team fouls on TJ, three on Tuscarora. The shot is up, and it is good by Smith.
Dejan Bahai coming in to give Bennett Commander a little breather.
Bahai, a good player.
6'4 junior.
That's just a lot. That's a deep bench that Coach John Manley has.
And size to go with it.
Yes, a lot of size there. Two shots for Smith, and it is 28-15, a 13-point lead for TJ over Tuscarora.
Giovanni Lawrence back in for the Titans. Anthony Davis gets a breather.
Giovanni is a 5'9 junior, averaging 3.2 assists a game. With it is Foreman. Foreman gets to J.R. Poe for a three. That won't go. It was last touched, I think, by a Tuscarora player, I think Nevis Gordon, Giovanni Lawrence. But it'll be TJ. He did touch it, so it'll be TJ Ball. J.R. Poe will put the ball in play for TJ. Gets it to Brooks. Back. It goes to Poe. Baseline drive.
Nice
pass off.
Giles.
Oh, Giles finishes it off, but what a pass by Poe.
Wow. Talk about vision.
All right, with the ball now over there is Smith. For Tuscarora, top of the key, it goes to Strickland. Strickland being guarded by Brooks as he has that slow dribble, fires the ball over. Oh, nice pass to Jenis. Jenis moves in for a 10-foot jumper. He misses the shot. He was wide open, gets his own rebound, though. And let's see who the call is going to go against here. Foreman thinks it's against Tuscarora, but it's going to be against TJ. Might get Poe for this. Five team
I think
foul.
It was Giles.
Giles?
Or, yeah.
And
I don't know. He said number. They got.
I don't know.
Number 10. There's no number 10 on TJ. It was number one. Nice pass.
Oh, pass underneath. And it's finished off by
Sean Giles
again. Yeah. Sean Giles with two baskets off. Beautiful passing. 32-15. Tuscarora driving for the basket. There's going to be a foul. Two shots coming for the Titans.
That other foul was on J.R. Poe, and now he just picked up a second. Boom, boom, just like that.
Yeah, you're right, because that was that questionable foul. Then he picks up this one, so he's got two. 16 fouls now on TJ. 32-15, 5:19 to go second quarter. At the line, Jenis. Jenis with two, and he makes the first.
Anthony Davis coming in for the Titans.
3 points.
Give Kyle Lepkowski a breather.
So Davis will be in there, and he'll stay, and Smith will stay in the game for the Tuscarora Titans. Also with Giovanni Lawrence staying. You got the second one. Jenis with two free throws. 4 points of the night for him, and it's 32-17. The lead at 15 for TJ, and they have the ball. Braxton Foreman with a crossover dribble. Trying to get away. Let's see. Did he palm?
No, got a foul.
He fouled. Okay.
No.
Foul is on
Foreman.
Foreman, an elbow, I guess the signal was.
Huh.
Didn't really see it.
Oh, they said the.
And that's
not on Foreman. It was on.
It wasn't on Foreman.
It was on Bahai. That's his first.
Okay. That was away from the ball.
Yep.
All right, Strickland with it now. Strickland being guarded by Rivas, 32-17. Tuscarora down by 15 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Jenis trying to drive to the basket. Good defense being put up by Giles. Wow, Giles staying right with him. Now he stays with Brooks. Now he gets the ball over to Strickland. Bounce pass along the baseline. Back to Strickland for a three. Yes! Yes! Oh, Trumaine with his second three of the night. 32-20. Here comes TJ now. I don't waste any time. Coming right back, Brooks. He gets knocked to the floor. He'll get two shots at the line. And Curtis Smith says, me? You got to be kidding.
Coach Whiten wasn't sure about that as herself. But certainly if I, you know, if you're going to play, TJ's playing great defense, but you certainly want that ball in Tremaine Strickland's hands, that's for sure.
Two, three fouls now on Curtis Smith. Shot is no good by Brooks.
Lepowski will come in for him.
Zay Brooks at the line. 32-20. 12-point lead. TJ, 4:38. And Brooks can add to that here with his second free throw. Shot is up, and it is good.
I think we have a timeout by TJ.
So the timeout with us, 4:38 to go in the first half, and the score is TJ 33 and Tuscarora 20. So TJ with the upper hand here. Both teams playing well, but TJ a better shooting team, isn't it?
They're having more success, especially from three-point range, but the speed, the team speed, and getting out and getting down the court, and those three-on-twos and three-on-one breaks, and they're converting at that end, and they're not allowing Tuscarora to do that. So that speed that TJ has, combination with the size as well, has really paid off dividends here in this first half.
All right, 33-20 the score. Don't forget, we'll have the Intercity doubleheader for you. Both games, girls and boys, live on WFMD starting at 5:30 on Thursday afternoon. Then we'll have Linganore at Tuscarora on Friday night starting at 7 o'clock. A couple of real good high school basketball nights on WFMD this week. Trumaine Strickland with the ball.
TJ in his zone now with Braxton Foreman out on the top, which you certainly understand, but being at 6'5", get his hands up, tough to shoot.
Has a three-point shot up, and it's in and out by Nate Monroe. And coming the other way now is
Giles.
Giles, wow, Giles, what a night. He's hit. Oh, he got blocked, but they say Lepkowski fouled him.
Wow.
Oh, man, Lepkowski, you thought that was a clean block.
I can't blame Kyle for not shaking his head on that one.
Yeah, that should have been a clean block. Our vantage point is really perfect up here because we're above the action.
I think that's two on Kyle.
Yeah, it is. Two on Lepkowski. At the line for two shots is Giles, who's a scoring machine since he came in here, and he makes the free throw. He's got 5 points now on the night. The sophomore making a big night on senior night.
He's another player who's really stepped up and improved this year, and it's really fitting into that TJ. Bahai
gets the rebound on the missed free throw. Bahai with it now, but he throws it away. Coming the other way is Strickland quickly for Tuscarora. Drives to the basket. Oh, the block by Foreman, but I think he got him with the body.
Yeah, he did. And Braxton knows it.
Yeah, he did. He didn't even argue.
Nope.
That's two on Braxton, too. 34-20, and at the line for two will be Strickland. Trumaine Strickland, averaging 16.9 points a game. The shot is up, and it is good by Strickland. That's seven for him tonight.
Now they got the scoreboard, says the foul was on Giles.
I can't believe that, because he wasn't even in the action, was he?
I'm pretty sure it should be 23, but... We'll see.
I don't know. That light could be out. That's all I can think of. The shot by Strickland is good. That gives him 8 points on the night. It's 34-22 as Tuscarora tries to hang in there. With it is Brooks. Brooks. Oh, nice pass to
Bahai.
Bahai scores and he gets fouled.
Boy, what? Used the strength, went up and put the ball in. Wow, good job by Bajan Bahai.
The 6'4" junior. And he'll get the free throw, the and one here. 36-22. TJ up by 14 with 3:52 to go second quarter. And Bahai's shot is up and good on that 3-point play.
Brett Conklin in now. Give it for Bahai. Great job by that young man.
Yeah, and he gets the high five there from his coach, John Manley. All right, here's Truman Strickland bringing that ball up for Tuscarora. They'll try to fight back here. They're down by 15 again. Ball over on the side now goes to Nate Monroe. Deep in the corner.
Stolen. try to get a pass.
Stolen by TJ. I think it was Giles again. Yep. Come up with a steal and bringing the ball up is Rivas.
They tried to force a pass along the baseline and wasn't there.
Rivas. He's so quick.
Oh.
Rivas tried to pass.
He's a little
behind. And the ball, Nate Monroe for Tuscarora. Puts it up. No good. Put the rebound up and in. Did you see who got that? Was that Janis? Janis got the rebound. Okay, he's got
good follow by Shimon Janis there to be right there for his teammate and put back.
37-24. It's a 13-point lead for TJ. Brooks squeezes in, puts it up, won't go.
Almost.
Draws the foul, I think. Yes. So he'll get two at the line. Zay Brooks, the 6'2" junior. A lot of these guys will be back for Thomas Johnson, if you can believe it.
The four starters, except for Foreman.
They will lose Foreman, and that's a lot, but they've got a lot coming back next year. Brooks at the line for two shots here. Shot is up, and it is good again by Brooks. And Brooks now is 3-for-4 at the line tonight.
J.R. Poe back in for TJ. Giles gets his break. What a game he's had. And then Jack Kelly came in for Tuscarora.
And Brooks now with two free throws. And Zay Brooks, 6 points on the night for him, 39-24. And TJ maintaining that 15-point lead now. Nate Monroe, bounce pass across to Truman Strickland. Shot deep in the corner is no good by Davis. And the rebound taken down by J.R. Poe. And Poe, oh, what a nice pass to Foreman. Flips it up, won't go.
Coghlan
great somehow
job.
Gets the ball.
What Reba. A job, what a hustle by Brett Coghlan there.
Ball way up in the air. Now the flip into Foreman. Foreman,
nice
free throw
pass.
Line back to Rivas. Rivas has the ball stripped. And coming the other way now is Tuscarora. Jemis puts it up and in.
Braxton Foreman had to be careful there. He didn't want to get a foul.
Shamon Jenis, now to Rivas with a beautiful pass.
Nice.
He's taking the shot off.
He walked.
Driving, and I think Coghlan walked, before he played the basket. But Coghlan with, again, tremendous hustle on the end of that play. 39-26, a 13-point lead for TJ. But now Tuscarora has the ball, and here comes Strickland with 2:24 to go in the first half.
TJ in a 1-3-1, back in that 1-3-1 zone with Braxton Foreman out top.
Nate Monroe wanted to take a three, decided not to. Baseline drive, now the shot is up, and it is no good. And the rebound taken down by Rivas. Rivas gets in there among the Giants and gets that rebound. Rivas brings
nice
up a no-look pass. Oh, a beautiful no-look pass to Zay Brooks. Then the ball was blocked. The other way now is Monroe.
Good.
Furious action. Davis drives to the basket and puts it in. What a move by Anthony Davis.
He got the block at this end. Great job on defense and then got the pass and took it to the hoop.
39-28. Flying through the air.
4-0
like a bird. He was like a bird on that. Davis, what a move. 4-0. A foul on the way in by the body.
Then we got a timeout.
I don't know. I think it was a foul on Davis. I'm not sure. Let's see. Yo, you're right. There is a timeout.
Full timeout for TJ with a minute 44 left.
39-28.
Great job that time by Anthony Davis. Blocks the shot at this end and takes the pass and goes to the rack and puts it in at the other end. So.
And he looked like a bird taking flight about midway down the lane to lay that in. It just was the smoothest basket you're ever going to see by Anthony Davis.
Well, they cut it to 4-0 run here, so they cut it from 15 to 11. I'm sure Coach White would like to get one more stop, get another basket, and get it in single digits before they go to halftime.
Seeing some great calisthenics out there. Floor exercises by the TJ cheerleaders. About six of them that can do those.
Backhand springs.
Oh,
back
look at flips. That. Look at that. Wow.
There you go.
And the students here at TJ give her a big round of applause.
Leslie Goines and her staff done a great job here at TJ in the last 2 years. And the girls have made real big strides in advancing to the postseason competitions.
All right, TJ will have the ball at midcourt. Poe will put the ball in play for the Patriots, and with it is Rivas now. Rivas will be guarded not very closely by Strickland, but Strickland keeping his eye on him and following him across the top of the key. Rivas trying to move to the basket, does!
Nice
bounce pass.
Pass
it into Poe, and Poe puts it in from Rivas.
He's got eyes in the back of his head, I think, Pete.
Wow, what a move by Rivas to get the pass to Poe in traffic. That's not easy to do.
No.
Trumaine Strickland across the top of the key. It goes to Nate Monroe as they try to get it into, I thought it was Lepowski in there as a high post. There, no, it's Kelly. Kelly setting that high post. There's the jumper by Monroe. Won't go. Rebound fought for. I think it went off the hand of Antoine Wright, but I'm not sure.
Antoine's back in the game. That's Strickland was a little short on that shot, but they get the ball back, and he's taking the ball out.
So Kelly's in there replacing Lepkowski as the big man, the big center, and setting that a low post for Tuscarora. They get the bounce pass to Monroe, and he is whacked from behind by Rivas.
Got there a step too late.
Yeah.
He knows it.
And it'll be a one-and-one situation at the line now for Nate Monroe.
That's two on Richard, so he's got to be careful here in his last minute. Don't want to get that third.
Bunch of players have two personals on both teams. At the line is Monroe. The shot is up and good, so he'll get another. Nate Monroe with his first point of the night, and it is 41-29. The lead still at 12 for TJ.
Kapowski getting ready to come back in.
Nate Monroe with his second. And it's all net by Nate Monroe.
He comes in for Kelly.
Yep, Lepkowski replacing Kelly. 41-30, 11-point lead for TJ, and they have the ball. Full court pressure now by Tuscarora with a minute six to go in the first half. Here comes Rivas. Rivas against Trumaine Strickland. Gets that ball over the timeline now, looking things over. Rivas gesturing with his hand, getting people moving. He wants people moving without the ball.
Tuscarora back in a man-to-man here.
Darryl White is up off his desk, off his table, I should say. Braxton Foreman loses the ball as he tries to drive to the basket.
And Brett Cogdon tried to get it, and it went out of his hands.
Foreman thinks he was fouled, but he will not get the call. Putting the ball in play will be Strickland to Monroe. And Monroe comes up across the timeline to Strickland. Strickland over on the left side now with his own defense for TJ. The bounce pass almost over Monroe's head. Nice bounce pass, though. Along the baseline it goes back to Monroe. Monroe firing to Strickland. Strickland holding that ball. Driving to Lepkowski.
Pass.
And Lepkowski can't get the basket, but he got fouled.
Nice job by Shimon Jenis there. Made penetration and a nice dish off to Kyle Lepkowski.
41-30 is our score. And 2 points for it. Two free throws here for Lepkowski. He's 2 for 2 at the line tonight, and he makes that one.
Fouls on Antoine Wright. That's Antoine's first.
Well, Lepkowski now with 5 points on the night.
TJ will be shooting. Tuscarora will be shooting in the bonus here. From the last 25 seconds.
Lepkowski makes both free throws. It's 41-32, and the lead down to 9.
Shot clock off.
The pass up to Foreman. Foreman catches it, but catching up with him is Jemis. Jemis doing a good job on defense there. Rivas, now Rivas with Strickland on him. 14 seconds, 13, 12, 10 to Foreman. Foreman looking for the shot, puts it up from the free throw line. It's good by Foreman. It's only 3 seconds to go. And a foul, and a very foolish foul.
Oh, he traveled.
No, he traveled. You're right. I thought that was going to be a very foolish foul on Poe, but
he got lucky there. He traveled before, because that could have been a foul on J.R. Poe.
That's what I thought it was. Thought it was initially, but it will be T.J. Ball. Coughlin will put it in play.
1.3. Pass and shot.
There's a shot by Foreman at the buzzer. Oh, he got it. He got it. A three. Oh, he got it.
A running one-hander.
Oh, man. Braxton Foreman.
Holy cow.
Woo. The students go crazy.
Good night.
Braxton Foreman. That's 5, 8, 10, 13 points for Foreman in that first half. And after one half of very entertaining basketball here at the Thomas Johnson Gym tonight, it is Thomas Johnson 46, Tuscarora 32 at halftime. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
It's to be tonight. It's the Thomas Johnson Gym here in Frederick. Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we're happy to be here on WFMD. Rhett McDonough is our producer back at the WFMD studios, but the real noise is here, and the fans are really into this one. Even though it's kind of a one-sided game, it doesn't seem like that. Thomas Johnson with a 14-point lead, 46-32.
Everything's gone their way in this first half. Pete playing excellent defense. That 1-3-1 zone gave him, giving Tuscarora a little bit of trouble. Relying on Jermaine Strickland with hitting the threes, and then late Kyle Lepkowski getting some points as well with them getting the ball down inside, but they weren't able to do that as much as they would certainly like to, and certainly keep forcing Strickland to take those long shots that he, you know, those threes, but he's certainly stepped up. But he's got to do more. Got to be more than those two to help out to erase this 14-point lead.
All right, take a look first at the visiting team, the Tuscarora Titans. 2 points for Nate Monroe, 4 points for Shimon Jenis. Played a very good game out there, though. It seems like he had more points than that. But 4 points for Jenis, 4 points for Trumaine Strickland, 8 points for Kyle Lepkowski, who had a big first half, and 4 points for Anthony Davis, who also played well out there, and also 2 points for Curtis Smith in that first half. Darryl Whiten's Tuscarora Titans just hanging on by their fingernails here, but they are still in it, down by 14. TJ, 6 points for Zay Brooks, 3 points for Behan Bahai, 13 points for Braxton Foreman as he leads both teams in scoring. Foreman with 13, 8 points for J.R. Poe, who always seems to be there. You don't see him making those points, but somehow he gets 8. 7 points for Rick Rivas, and 4 points for Brett Coughlin, who played very well. Another guy who played well coming off the bench Thomas Johnson was Sean Giles, who ended up with 5 points.
Yes, Sean came in and valuable minutes, playing both ends very well. Got those 5 points. Antoine Wright again, defensively,
yeah,
doing a good job off the bench. Brett Coughlin battling as he always
he
does.
He always does, yeah.
Off the bench. Bijan Bahai coming in and getting some key baskets and rebounds.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you see that's when things are going well. You've got people coming off the bench. Certainly makes a big difference.
Well, you know, this is a scoring machine, this TJ team, and you've got to look at them in postseason and think they're going to go far in that 3A playoff picture. And Tuscarora, of course, also 3A, but TJ, I think you pointed out there, Steve, that the depth of their bench, John Manley can look at that bench and he can go his 12th and 13th man. He's not going to lose very much.
No, he doesn't. I mean, Mike Concepcion coming off the bench, he got the start because of being a senior.
Yep.
He put on the solid performance, and he was in charge of staying with Kyle Lepkowski. And
well, they're used to playing football.
Yeah, that's right. But again, you know, everybody's playing well. You know your role on the team, and you play to your strengths. And when things are going well, that kind of gets you that extra momentum and extra motivation, and it comes out. And these young men for TJ certainly doing that tonight.
All right, we're going to have the both teams about warming up. They're out of the locker room already. They're anxious and ready to go, and we are too. And we'll have the start of the second half in just a couple of minutes. We'll take another break. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
And here at the Thomas Johnson Gym, 46-32. Thomas Johnson with a 14-point lead over Tuscarora as we start the second half, with the Titans or the Patriots going from our right to our left. Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs. And the ball stolen away by Tuscarora. Sloppy passing along the baseline. And the Titans are on the move.
Oh,
yeah. It's going to be a double dribble called on Tuscarora. That's Jemis.
Yeah, that was a great job by Shimon Jenis on the penetration. He just got a double dribble called on him. But he had broke in the middle, and he was feeding it. It would have been an easy 2 points.
Rivas with it now, bringing it back for Thomas Johnson. Gets it to Brooks. Brooks over on the... There's Commander. Commander trying to drive along the baseline. Loses out of bounds, but it was touched last by Tuscarora. It'll be TJ Ball under their own basket.
Good defense by Shimon. He stepped in there and knocked it out of bounds.
All right. There's a three-pointer by Rivas. That's off the front of the rim. No good. The rebound is taken away by Trumaine Strickland. Strickland with it. Nice pass off. Gets it to Jenis. Jenis from the free throw line lays it in.
Huh. There's the unselfishness of Trumaine Strickland there. He could have possibly taken the shot, but he figured Shimon had a better shot, and he was right.
46-34 as Tuscarora cuts the lead to 12. But the Patriots with the ball now. Rivas drives to the basket. Scoop shot up. No good. I think he's going to get fouled. I think he got knocked to the floor, actually.
Yeah. It's Richard with his size. He's got to use his quickness and excellent ball handling and loop-de-loop and up and around and to get the ball off the glass to get a shot among those big guys down there.
They get Curtis Smith for number three. Rivas with a free throw is good by Rick Rivas. And he now has 8 points on the night. And Rivas will get another here. 6:59 to go, third quarter, 47-34. And they continue to maintain that 12-14-point lead as Rivas gets the second. He's got 9 points in the night now. And here comes Strickland. Tuscarora just cannot seem to eat into that TJ lead. Can't get it below 10.
They get on their way, and then a turnover, a bad pass, you know, stops it.
That's right. On the right side now goes to Strickland. Bounce pass goes out to Anthony Davis. Back over it goes to Strickland on the right side. They get into Lepkowski in the low post. Lepkowski trying to move on.
Nice
Commander
move.
Does. He step back jumper by Lepkowski along the baseline over Commander.
Nice movement by Kyle Lepkowski to get himself in position for that shot.
And with it now is Foreman as he brings it back for TJ. 48-36. As Tuscarora continues to hang on by a thread. Brooks drives the basket, puts it in. What a move. He arched his back, I think.
And pulled the ball way back and then let it go.
What a play by Brooks. Shot from the corner as a baseline jumper is no good.
Anthony
Davis.
Nice pass.
Pass up to Rivas. A little too far for Rivas.
Good idea by J.R. Pro. Just a little bit too hard.
And the ball back in the hands of Tuscarora, trailing 50-36. With that ball is Strickland. Strickland gets it over on the right side to Davis. Davis with it. Davis, a bounce
nice
pass to Curtis Smith. He missed the layup. He had a clear shot, just couldn't finish it off.
Nice.
Foreman
done.
The other way. Foreman almost lost the dribble. He did lose the dribble. And he bangs the wall in frustration and comes back quickly out onto the floor. With it is Strickland. Strickland driving to the basket, puts it up and in. Oh, what a nice shot by Strickland.
Over Commander. Well, nice job there by Jermaine Strickland.
Rivas the other way. Rivas quickly to Poe at the free throw line. J.R. Poe.
Backs it out.
Foreman on the left side, outside the arc. Gets it to Poe outside the arc. Poe looks like he wants to take it, but he doesn't. Now bounce pass to Rivas. Rivas underneath, baseline, up, and it was in the cylinder and popped out. Coming the other way is Tuscarora. The pass to Gemmas. Gemma puts it up. Around the rim and out. Rebound up. The tip is no good. Gemma again. That's no good. Three tries, and none of them go in.
Janice and Davis couldn't get the ball to go down.
Foreman with it now. Foreman flips a pass over to Rivas. Rivas comes the other way. J.R. Poe, three. It won't go, and the rebound taken down by Tuscarora. There's going to be a whistle. Oh, I tell you, Janice has played a brilliant game for Tuscarora.
I think the foul was on Anthony Davis. I mean, Curtis Smith. I don't know.
Well, that'd be
what.
Four
that's
on four. Smith. Yeah,
yeah. That's four on him.
So he'll have to come out. And Kelly comes in for him. So he'll sit with four. And it comes into Foreman, 50-38, a 12-point lead for TJ, and they have the ball. 4:49 to go, third quarter. Zaybrooks at the free throw line. It looked like it was going in and doesn't. Kelly gets the rebound. He gets the outlet pass quickly away to Strickland. Strickland fires that ball up to Davis. Anthony Davis going on Brooks, and Brooks bumps him, knocks him out of bounds. It'll be...
Got to move the feet a little faster.
Will not be a shooting foul, I don't think.
No. Got to get the feet moving and in the body, cut off that, then penetrating down the baseline, and he didn't quite get there. Coughlin and then... Bennett Commander gets a breather.
So Coughlin in the game, he's played very well for TJ tonight. Bounce pass comes into Lepkowski, gets it back over to Strickland. Strickland, Lepkowski trying to set a screen for him, can't do it. Gets it to the top of the key now to Janice. Janice has nowhere to go. Bounces it over to Strickland. Strickland holding it now with 24 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass across the top of the key goes to Anthony Davis. Davis over on the left side now. Davis almost threw it away but gets it to Strickland. Strickland on the left side to Janice. Janice looked like he wanted to take a shot. Won't. Lepkowski, a high post.
Kelly.
Comes back over for Kelly. That won't go. The rebound by Foreman. Boy, tremendous defense by TJ. Wouldn't let him have an open shot. Foreman has it back. Foreman, top of the key to Coughlin. They get over to Rivas on the right side. 50-38. 12-point lead, TJ. 3:53 to go, third quarter. Driving to the basket is Rivas. Passes it out now. The shot is long by Foreman. Won't go. The rebound taken out by Kelly. And Kelly gets that outlet pass quickly to Strickland. Strickland being bodied almost out of bounds by Foreman. Gets the ball in the corner to Janice. Janice with a cross-court pass to Kelly. Kelly drives to the basket, puts it up around the cylinder and out. Oh, a heartbreaker for Kelly.
That was tough right there.
J.R. Poe with the rebound. And they work the ball back up to Rivas deep in the right corner with 3:24 to go, third quarter, 12-point lead for TJ. Rivas driving. Rivas kicks the ball, and it's picked up anyway by Jenis before it goes out of bounds, and the ball goes quickly to Brooks, or rather to Strickland. Strickland drives to the basket and passes to Foreman, and Foreman goes the other way for TJ.
He was looking for Lepowski and thought...
And Foreman with a flip shot won't go. Rebound up in by Poe, and he gets fouled. J.R. Poe. Foreman just flipped that ball up and went around the rim and out, and Poe got the rebound.
He's talking to himself because he took off a little too soon. He got himself a little too far away from the basket for that underhand shot that he wanted, and you can see he's shaking his head. He knew he should have got himself a little further down the lane before he did that.
52-38, 14-point lead. TJ, they will not let Tuscarora break that 10-point barrier, and J.R. Poe is back at the free throw line here with to finish off the and one. Poe's shot is good. He did finish it off, and he's got 11 points on the night.
Timeout by Thomas Johnson.
Yeah, I think maybe Foreman had thoughts of a two-handed dunk there, too.
Maybe that, but he was going to lay it up, and he was just a little too far away when he took off, and he got himself, you know, you want to be a little closer when you want to do that underhand shot, and he was just too far away, and it kind of went up and rimmed around and came out. But his teammate was there for the rebound.
J.R. Poe, I tell you, that man doesn't get the attention he deserves. He's got 11 points tonight. He does so many things for Thomas Johnson. J.R. Poe.
He's tough on the boards, and he can shoot the ball. And he's on both ends as far as the rebounds go. Now Antoine Wright in the ball game.
Yeah.
They don't lose much. You've got 6'4" Wright and 6'5" Foreman.
Sure don't. He doesn't have the big muscular build, but he somehow manages to mix it up under there as well as anybody. Antoine Wright, just an interesting player, bringing that ball up. Now for Tuscarora is Trumaine Strickland over to Jenis. Shimon Jenis.
Antoine Wright on him.
Yeah, Wright with tough defense, fights right through his screen. The pass goes out to Strickland. They're outside the arc. They're at the top of the key now. Driving with a scoop shot is Strickland, and he puts it in with a great move.
Nicely done by Trumaine Strickland.
Oh, what a play. And it's 53-40.
He just knows how to get to the basket when he has to.
Antoine Wright with a three. That won't go. And the rebound by Tuscarora. Here come the Titans with 2:27 to go, third quarter. Jenis. Oh, a reverse layup won't go. And the rebound by Poe.
Poe's out running.
Coming the other way for TJ.
Nice
bounce pass to Wright. Oh, reverse layup won't go. Poe the rebound up and
pretty
in.
Good.
Oh,
wow.
J.R. Poe again on the offensive boards.
Back to 15 again.
Wow. Tuscarora just can't get that lead down. Titans have the ball. Nate Monroe, the shot won't go. Lepkowski, the rebound taken out of his hands by Foreman. Aggressive move by Foreman. That was Kelly, rather. And Kelly had it stripped from his hands by Foreman. And TJ has the ball back. Rivas.
Okay, Rivas.
Puts it up and in along the baseline. Rick Rivas.
That first step. He's so quick with that first step.
Oh, man. That's 11 points now.
There's another young man who's very quick on that first step.
Oh, as he falls down, he puts up the shot. Strickland fell down, put the shot up, it went in, and he gets fouled, of course.
Wow, what a player this young man is.
Strickland.
I said that he needed to get the ball in his hands, and that's exactly what they're doing. To try and stay close here.
15 points for Strickland tonight. He could add to it here with the and one. 57-42 is our score.
Anthony Davis back in for Tuscarora, and Sean Giles now in for TJ. Give Richard a breather.
He's played well when he's been there. Shot good by Strickland. So Strickland now with 10, 13, 14, 6, 15 points for Trumaine Strickland unofficially. Here comes Wright. Wright drives to the basket. I thought he was going to do a little reverse layup, but he gets out to Poe. Poe with a shot. It's up and in. Poe from inside the arc. Poe again. And coming back now is Strickland. Strickland to Davis along the baseline. He nails it along the baseline. Great shooting. That's a two-point shot. Anthony Davis with 6 points on the night. 59-45. Here comes Foreman driving to the basket and puts it in. I think he wanted another dunk.
But Kyle Lepowski got there, so he had to lay it off the glass.
15 points for Foreman. Anthony Davis with a three. Anthony Davis with a three. Shooting tremendously by both teams. 61-48. J.R. Poe now.
Tuscarora needs to get some stops, though. They can't be trading baskets here. It's not going to do them any good.
They just can't stop T.J. J.R. Poe almost threw the ball away. Almost. Gemma nearly had it, but went out of bounds, and the ball goes over to Deshaun Giles of T.J.
Great hustle by Shimon Jenis there. Almost got the ball back for Tuscarora.
61-48, 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Shot clock, there's about 16 seconds difference.
And Foreman with it at the top of the key. Foreman loses the dribble. Foreman loses the ball. Picked up by Jenis. Puts it in. Jenis taking the ball away from Foreman. 61-50. 18 seconds left in the third quarter. Poe drives to the basket, puts it up off the glass, won't go. Rebound, Lobkowski muscles it right out of the hands of Giles and takes it himself.
Tuscarora can get single digits here.
Oh, they lose the ball. Picked up by Coughlin. Coughlin gives it to Wright, to Poe. Poe from the free throw, from the midcourt stripe, and it won't go.
That's almost two. That would have been two tonight, Pete.
Oh, man. Great shooting by both teams. Our score after three quarters of play is Thomas Johnson 61 and Tuscarora 50. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball. Maryland Terrapins Basketball. All on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we are live at the Thomas Johnson High School gym. Orette McDonough is our producer tonight on WFMD. It's 61-50, TJ by 11 over Tuscarora as we start the last quarter of play. And Tuscarora hanging on, they just can't seem to break through that invisible barrier of 10 points.
Well, they got the ball now here, they got to take advantage of it, get down to single digits. Anthony Davis, Tremaine Strickland, the keys there to get that lead from 15 down to 11.
Nate Monroe will bring the ball into the forecourt now for Tuscarora. Gets it to Anthony Davis in the corner. Back it goes to Monroe. Zone defense being put up by TJ here to start the fourth quarter. The ball almost thrown away. Lobkowski stays it deep in the corner. Lobkowski driving to the basket. Is teamed by four men, defended by four men. Goes out to Nate Monroe for a three. Oh. It's good!
They're down to eight now.
Nate Monroe makes it 61-53.
Now here's where TJ's got to keep their focus and stay calm and continue to work the ball. And Tuscarora now is going to step things up and see if they can get themselves a stop here.
Oh, along the baseline, putting up the shot is Brooks. He falls down, and I think he's going to be fouled by Nate Monroe.
I believe it was on Nate. I think that's two on Nate.
And then foul in the act of shooting. Was he in the act of shooting?
No, it's Nate's
first. I guess it was, yeah. So he'll have two shots at the line here.
Nate's first.
And Zaybrooks. Shot is up and no good.
Got to make these now.
Brooks with 8 points, but he missed the free throw there, so he get another.
If you're TJ, now momentum starting to swing Tuscarora. See, they can take advantage of that, Pete.
Shot is up and good. The second free throw good by Brooks, so it's 62-53, 9-point lead, but Tuscarora has the ball. And bringing that ball up is Trumaine Strickland. Strickland, bounce pass. Ooh, that's almost a lazy pass. Now goes to Lobkowski. Baseline. Lobkowski, a 10-footer. Oh, won't go too hard. Rebound by Poe. J.R. Poe with the big rebound. Gets it off to Rivas. Rivas.
Nice.
Passing up to Commander. Couldn't finish it off. Rivas. Oh, Rivas gets the pass. Goes right down the lane and lays it in with a scoop shot.
Wow. What body control there.
Rivas. 64-53. The lead back up to 11. Tuscarora cannot seem to get it down closer.
Oh,
there's a three-point shot up and good by Strickland.
There's your man right there.
They won't give up. 64-56. The lead is down to 8. As close as Tuscarora has been here in the second half. The lead at 8 with 6:34 left in the game.
You got to make sure defensively.
Commander, top of the key. A three by Commander.
That's a big basket there, Pete.
That is huge by Bennett Commander.
That answered Tremaine Strickland's three.
67-56. Jump is a shot by Monroe. Won't go. Rebound Strickland. Scoop shot up. Won't go. Rebound is taken down by Brooks. And Brooks comes the other way for TJ. Fires a pass deep in the corner. Three-point shot. Won't go. Rebound. Rivas.
Wow. Richard cut off the floor.
Rivas among the big people. Gets the rebound. Baseline. Jump. Won't go. Rebound. Lobkowski blocked the shot, but I think he got him with his body. Let's see.
No, just knocked that out of bounds on Lobkowski.
off Lepowski's body there. 67-56.
Curtis Smith now, and Anthony Davis gets a break.
J.R. Poe.
Curtis Smith got to be careful with four.
Yeah, he's jumping in front of
nice
Poe.
Nice pass to Foreman.
He bounces it into Foreman, puts it up and in. A beautiful play by T.J. as Foreman got position underneath and laid it in on the nice bounce pass by Poe. Poe is just so good. And that's 17 points now for Foreman.
Good defense by Zay Brooks. You get lazy, and that's what happens. Good hands. He got up in the air. Knocked it out of bounds.
Pass goes into Smith. Curtis Smith. Bounce pass. Nice to Lepkowski. Oh. But blocked by Commander. What a beautiful defensive move.
That's what Bennett does. One of the things he does well.
He gets a block shot on Foreman. Strickland. Into Monroe. It's an air ball. Taken out of the air by Poe.
I think Foreman got a piece of that one, just a little bit.
Pass goes up to Foreman with a two-handed jam. Boy, that's what he was looking for.
Wow.
Two-handed jam by Foreman.
I think Tuscarora's timeout here. I thought they did. It looked like Coach was trying to get one.
Lepkowski in the cylinder and out. Tough break for Lepkowski. The rebound by Poe again. Six defensive rebounds by Poe in this second half alone. Foreman almost lost the dribble. Comes back out, takes the shot, won't go. Tough rebound by Poe again. Poe gets another rebound, but has it knocked out of his hand. Strickland has it. Strickland will glide in. No! It'll be disrupted by Foreman.
Yeah, kicked it.
But Foreman disrupted it, kicked it out of bounds. It'll be still Tuscarora ball, but what a play by Foreman to catch up on that.
Indeed. Timeout for Tuscarora.
71-56, still a 15-point lead after all of this with 4:52 to go, and Tuscarora just cannot get that lead much under 10. They got it down to 8 at one time.
Yep, they were shooting the ball. They have been shooting the ball, and Strickland and Monroe both have been keeping them close, but they haven't been able to get the stops and hit the other end to help them get closer. You just can't trade baskets with TJ here. You got to be able to make some stops and convert the other end.
No question about it. 4:52 with most people on their feet here at the gym at Thomas Johnson. 71-56, and it just seems like it's like a 1 or 2 point game, but Tuscarora just cannot get that lead much under 10. They did get it down to 8 at a couple of points here in the fourth quarter, but couldn't get any closer.
And now we went from 8 back, and TJ went on 7-0 run. Now it's back to 15. So there you have it.
Lepkowski comes
nice
way
pass.
Outside, passes underneath to Nate Monroe. Monroe brings the ball back out, can't get a shot. Tenacious defense by TJ. Nate Monroe holding that ball. 18 seconds on the shot clock. 3-point shot. It's good. It's a 3-pointer. Was it 3?
Yes.
A 3-pointer by Strickland?
Yep.
That was Strickland who got that shot off. He another 3-pointer for him. He's red hot. 71-59. With it is Rivas. Rivas holding that ball outside the arc with 20 seconds on the shot clock and 4:18 on the game clock. Rivas across the top of the key gets it to Poe. J.R. Poe.
Nice.
Poe tried to hit a wide open Rivas, but the pass led him by too much.
Yep.
About a foot or two.
He was open too.
Yeah. They get the ball into Gemma. Jemis brings the ball up. Jenis with it. Shimon Jenis for Tuscarora. Being guarded by Foreman. That's a mismatch.
Yep.
Now they get the ball over to Monroe. Nate Monroe almost walked. Gets the bounce pass to Strickland, though. Strickland looks for an open shot. 18 seconds on the shot clock. With it is Monroe. Monroe on Foreman. Now they bounce pass to Strickland into Lepkowski along the baseline. He gets a nice pass to Monroe, and they're going to call a foul on Rivas for knocking down Monroe.
I thought he slipped on the floor.
I did, too. I don't think Rivas touched him.
That's number 3 on Richard.
And he just shakes his head because I think he knows he didn't touch him.
Wow.
All right.
Coughlin's in now, and JR gets a brief rest.
Not a shooting foul. With it is Jemis. Jemis gets it over to Strickland, who's been red hot.
Got to get somebody in his face. That's
to Lepkowski,
sure.
Driving is
Curtis.
Oh,
what a play
now.
By Foreman.
Foreman, I think, blocked Curtis' shot.
It, and saved it from going out of bounds.
And Rivas brings the ball back for TJ. Driving to the basket, a scoop shot up, no good. Rebound by Tuscarora. And that's by Curtis Smith.
Yep.
And a foul in the backcourt
Brooks.
By Rivas. That'll be number 4 if it's on him.
I think it's on Zay Brooks. Yeah, that's his second.
Okay, Brooks. 3:23 left in the game, 71-59 TJ, but Tuscarora has the ball and still a glimmer of hope. Bringing that ball up is Strickland now. Strickland very quickly gets up to Smith. Smith throws the ball back out to Gemma.
Gemma. Strickland.
Over to Strickland. Strickland with another three. Trumaine Strickland going crazy here.
Boy.
We'll have to add up his points here if we get a break in the action. 71-62. He's up close to 20. I know that. With it is Foreman. The lead is down to 9. Top of the key, it goes over to Brooks. Brooks going down the baseline. Passes outside to Rivas. Rivas holds that ball over his head, driving on Strickland. Tries to squeeze it up there. Nothing doing. And an air ball.
Foul on Commander, I think.
Commander with a frustration foul as...
He was trying to go after the ball and got him
Curtis,
the body.
Curtis Smith, I think, grabbed that ball out of the air. 71-62.
That's two on Commander. Curtis Smith takes a seat. Anthony Davis back in for Titans.
Of course, Smith was playing with four personals that whole time. Strickland brings the ball up against Rivas.
They can cut it to 6.
71-62, 2:40 left in the game. Tuscarora, the time is against them here. They're going to have to get off some long shots, no question about it. Gemma with it now. Shimon Jenis. The pass goes over now with a jump shot put up and no good by Davis, and the rebound is taken down by Brooks. Brooks the other way quickly to Foreman. Foreman outside the line.
He walked, and the
ball goes right over to Tuscarora.
He thought about passing, then he wanted to dribble, and he took an extra step.
71-62, 2:19 left in the game. But the time working against the Titans. They've got to get some threes here and get back in. They're still down by 9. 2:17 left in the game. Trumaine Strickland outside. Lobs a pass to Lepkowski. He might have been fouled by Coughlin.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's two on Brett.
And still not a shooting situation here. There's 16 fouls on TJ.
Four on Tuscarora.
Jenis with it now. Jenis to Lepkowski, who's way outside. Lepkowski moving towards the basket. It goes over to Nate Monroe. Top of the key, Strickland. Oh, he missed that one. And the rebound by J.R. Poe. Who else?
That was downtown.
And Poe with great position under the boards to get that defensive rebound. A huge one. 1:51 to go. That might be the game. Comes back out now. Top of the key. It goes to Brooks. Brooks right down the lane. Passes to Coughlin. Foreman with a three. That won't go. Around the rim and out. And the rebound by Lepkowski.
Good job by Kyle. And they're getting position. Battling.
All right. Driving down is Jenis. Jenis going to go right to the basket. And he traveled. He traveled. And he tried to stop and couldn't.
Yep.
And with 1:31 left, the ball back to TJ with a 9-point lead.
Coach Whiten calls timeout.
And it's 71-62, 1:31 to go. What great shooting by Trumaine Strickland. Let's see, 10, 13, 15, 16, 19, 22, 25 points unofficially for Trumaine Strickland.
Six threes.
Wow, he has been on fire. I think he's only missed one shot here in the second half.
Yep, that's exactly right, Pete. Certainly, he's been the spark, and that's what he's done in both other games that I saw him play, in that Christmas tournament game and then the game against Frederick. In the second half, he comes to life big time, and he'll take the team on his shoulders, and he's certainly done that this second half, kept them within striking range.
All right, here we go. There's a Coughlin, Foreman, Poe, Brooks, and Rivas out there for TJ. Ball comes in to Brooks. Brooks almost loses that ball twice as he dribbled up the sideline. It comes back to Rivas. He was fortunate to keep that ball. Rivas now going to go right down the lane.
Nice
bounce pass on the side to Coughlin. We can't finish it off.
He traveled.
I guess. Gee, I didn't see the travel.
That's what he called.
Yeah. And so the ball back to Tuscarora. I don't know where the travel was, but 1:21 to go, and Tuscarora still with a glimmer of hope. They're down by 9 with 1:20. They have the ball.
Lawrence back in for Tuscarora.
They need some three-point shots. Strickland brings the ball up.
It's Lawrence with the ball.
Lawrence puts up a three, all way off, and the rebound taken by Brooks. And almost stolen by Strickland, but Brooks keeps possession, gets it to Rivas, squeezes it up, and Rick Rivas.
Richard Rivas.
Rivas did it again. And here comes Tuscarora very quickly back. Trumaine Strickland almost falling down. Double team, keeps the ball. Somehow gets it over to Davis, and Anthony Davis is fouled. He'll get two at the line, and they're going to get Coughlin.
I think they got Coughlin on that one. That'll be three on Brett.
And Anthony Davis will have two shots at 73-62, 52.8 seconds to go. So both of these have to go in for Davis.
And they got to think about fouling Tuscarora needs to think about fouling here. They force TJ to go to the line. They don't want any more time to go off the clock.
He hasn't been at the line yet tonight, and he misses. He's got another.
Got to make those.
He missed the free throw there. He has 9 points in all, but he has not. This was his first trip to the line. He missed the first one. Let's see what he does in the second. Anthony Davis. Shot is up, and it is good. So that lead is down now to 10, 73-63, but with the ball is Coughlin over the timeline. As he is guarded over there by Lawrence. Giovanni Lawrence, who just came in the game.
Almost got a steal. Lawrence did. The ball went out of bounds, so TJ keeps possession.
That must be why Darryl White put him in, as those quick hands of Giovanni Lawrence. But the ball is Rivas. Rivas, oh, with a nice move to the basket. Puts it up, a running left-hander. Won't go. The rebound taken out by Foreman. Big rebound by Foreman.
They'll just bring it back out and run some more clock.
35 seconds. That should do it. The big rebound by Foreman. Poe got one, too, for TJ.
It's only a two-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock.
And Coughlin and Tuscarora knows it's over.
Good move there by Richard. You don't need to score.
The Titans with a great effort, but they just could not get close to TJ. Rivas goes right to the basket and just puts it up and in. Rivas to clinch the game and remove any doubt. 5 seconds. It's going to be a 12-point victory at least. The shot is up, and it is good by Trumaine Strickland, who gets 27 points. The final score is 75-65 in favor of TJ. Yeah. And the crowd saw a good basketball game, not as close as we thought it might have been, but it seemed like it was close the whole way. Just great athletic moves on the floor by both teams. A lot of scoring. Trumaine Strickland going crazy in the second half, finishing with 27 points unofficially, as he had six threes by Trumaine Strickland. But what a game for TJ, as they now go to 17-2 overall and 11-0 in the Central Conference, the CMC Conference. So a tremendous victory. A tremendous victory for the Patriots of Thomas Johnson High School. So we'll hold it here. We're trying to get Braxton Foreman to come up and tell us about this TJ victory. And it was not easy, as Braxton Foreman tonight scored 19 points for Thomas Johnson. And Thomas Johnson now will have their intra-city game against Frederick coming up on Thursday night. We'll have that one for you right here on WFMD. The game time will be about 7:15 on Thursday night, and it'll be over at the new Frederick High School gym.
That'll be a nice... that's a nice facility, so it'll be a. I'm anxious to go over and see what it looks like, because it's quite the. And that should be. Here he comes.
And Foreman with 19 points on the night, and he'll be coming up here for our post game interview, so we'll hold it right here and then send it back for a commercial break, and then we'll have the statistics for you at the end. So stay with us here with the post game show. We want to thank Orette McDonough tonight, as he has been our producer, and remind you that we'll have that intra-city doubleheader, both the girls and boys games, on live starting at 5:30 on Thursday afternoon. First the girls game, TJ at Frederick, and then the boys game, TJ at Frederick at 7:15. Then on Friday night, we'll be down at the home of the Titans, Tuscarora, as Linganore will come a-calling. Linganore High School against Tuscarora. Braxton formerly unofficially for 19 points, but it was an effort. They made you work out there, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Congratulations.
You don't get any days off in this league around here, right?
Not at all.
That's a great game, Braxton. Certainly what we've seen, and we talked to Richard before, ever since that Watkins Mill game, you guys have just, all cylinders are clicking. Everybody's working. it's just fun to watch when you have that kind of team play.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had to get it together. We just started trust the process. Hey, started working, and we all just started clicking after that Watkinsville game. Started working harder in practice. That's what you get.
Well, you know, the passing, you guys seem to know where each other is going to be. You're always looking for that open man, unselfish plays.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us have played together for a very long time. Like, even in middle school, a few of us have played together. So we've all just, over the years, we've picked up.
And you know,
you know each other that well, that you know where everybody is, you know? I guess, yeah. But you certainly have stepped up as senior. I guess you're the leader, and they look to you, and you certainly have done that so far. I know it's a journey, as they say, and things you've done very well, but the mission is still there. You got to keep, you know, you got the rest of the regular season, and then certainly for the postseason.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, can't stop now.
No, you certainly can't.
Defensive positioning for rebounds. J.R. Poe, is there anybody better at that than him?
No,
unless you are.
I think he's one of the best rebounders in the county.
He just seems to always be in the right place to get that rebound.
Another thing that really impressed me, too, and I've known this, Braxton, from watching you over the years, but this year's team, certainly with the team's overall team speed and quickness, is just, it's just, you know, you guys certainly make it tough on defense. No matter, you're at 6'5", Bennett's 6'5", 6'6", you know, big as they are, still quick feet and getting to spots to make it tough on defense.
Yeah, that comes with a lot of conditioning and practice. And then we also did a lot of conditioning before the season to get ready for the season.
Plans for next year? Anything waiting to see?
I'm waiting to see.
Okay. But that's one thing you would like to certainly do is play in the next level?
Definitely.
Okay, good.
The first thing is the intra-city game coming Thursday night, right?
Yeah. You know, they're going to be one another shot at you, that's for sure, after the game here. But you guys have been stepping up, so another game.
Yeah, definitely. The intra-city game is always a big game. It's always competitive between the schools.
Well, we'll have it on WFMD, so good luck.
All right,
Braxton, good luck.
Braxton.
Good job, buddy.
Great game again by Braxton Foreman here, 19 points unofficially. And it's all in a night's work for him.
Yes, indeed. I mean,
we'll be back once again. The final score here, Thomas Johnson 75 and Tuscarora 65. We'll have all the statistics for you and talk about this game a little bit. We'll take a break. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Steve Nibbs, and the crowd is just crowding around down there on the floor. No, it's like nobody wants to leave. They want another game. They want the game to go on.
That's normal behavior, Pete. I mean, that's what I was used to. I mean, and everybody wants to chat about the game and everything else. You know, some of the kids hang around us like they haven't seen each other since, 4 o'clock this afternoon, you know.
So, no, they're afraid they might have a day off tomorrow because of the storm.
That's true, but that's the way it is, and you know, it's all part of the evening activity, so, you know, no problem, so they don't mill around too long. It's been a long day for everybody else here, as far as the administration and Mike Chavez and them. They want to get out too as well.
They put on a great show tonight. The seniors were honored for the basketball team and the cheerleaders before the game. The game was great. 75-65 victory for TJ. They extend their winning streak now to 15 straight. They're 17-2 on the year and 11-0 in the conference as they get ready for their traditional rival Frederick on Thursday night. You can hear that game live on WFMD. They're turning the lights out on us, so they want us to leave too. So we'll get
That's
this
a little hint.
We'll go through the stats quick. Here, 9 points for Zay Brooks, for TJ first, 3 points for Bahan Bahai for TJ, 11 points for Braxton, 19 points, I should say, for Braxton Foreman, 5 points for Sean Giles, 15 points for J.R. Poe, and 17 points for Rick Rivas, who had a great night, and 4 points for Brett Coughlin, who played very well when he was in there. I might say also another guy came off the bench was Sean Giles, I thought played very well.
Giles, Wright, Coughlin.
Antoine
all,
Wright.
All contributed along with the senior, Mike Concepcion, came in, did a nice job. But Bahai
Bahai,
did a great job. So there's almost 10 players, you know,
contributing
in your win, and you've got the balance scoring. You've, you know, Foreman had a great first half, and they only got six second half, and J.R. Poe and Richard Rivas went in the second half, which that's way things go. It's that's why they call it a team sport. Everybody takes care of the role, and if somebody's hot, you go to them. If not, you know, you play at the other end. And there you had, what, 19 for Foreman, 17 for Rivas, and 15 for Poe. That says it all right there.
A winning combination for Coach John Manley and the TJ Patriots, who get ready for Frederick on Thursday night. Looking at the scoring for Tuscarora, Tuscarora will be hosting Linganore on Friday night. We'll have that game on WFMD also, so they get no rest.
No, they don't. Tough one for Coach White, and I know, you know, they had their chance tonight, and it just couldn't quite close it the way he wanted to.
Couldn't get over that hump. 5 points for Nate Monroe tonight, 12 points for Shimon Jenis, who played outstanding, 27 points for Tremaine Strickland, 10 points for Kyle Lepkowski, 4 points for Curtis Smith, 10 points for Anthony Davis. So some of the standouts for Tuscarora, and they'll be taking on Linganore at the home of the Titans on Friday night. Should be a great game. And this one here, at the end of the first quarter, it was 22-13. TJ, at halftime, it was 46-32. TJ, at the end of the third quarter, it was 65-50. TJ, Tuscarora got that lead down to 8 points a couple times. Couldn't get any closer.
Yeah, they had the ball, but they cut it to less than that, and just a turnover, a missed shot. They weren't getting a lot of second chances tonight.
Big rebounded by J.R. Poe.
You know, that 1-3-1 zone will certainly, you know, you get position, it's going to be tough. If you don't make your shots, you know, you're going to have a tough time getting a rebound, especially with Commander and Foreman and Poe and Wright. If they're in there to get to, so they were not getting those second chances. Thank goodness for Tuscarora, in a sense, is for Tremaine Strickland shooting the ball the way he was. You can see how important he is to that team, knocking down four threes in the second half and at least giving Tuscarora that opportunity to be within striking distance.
And that's exactly what he did for the team. I want to thank Arrett McDonough, our producer tonight. It's been a lot of fun here at Thomas Johnson. Once again, the final score was Thomas Johnson 75 and Tuscarora 65 as TJ sweeps the regular season series with their rivals from across town, the Tuscarora Titans. And we will be, not tomorrow, but Thursday, we'll be at Frederick for the Intra-City doubleheader, starting with the girls, TJ versus Frederick. That'll be starting at 5:30 on Thursday afternoon. Then the boys will get underway about 7:15, 7:30 on Thursday night. Another night of great basketball here in Frederick on Thursday night at the Frederick High Gym. And we want to, again, thank Arrett and thank you. Great job again, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve
no
Nibbs
problem.
Here. He was the athletic director here for 14 years. For Steve Nibbs, I'm Pete McLeod. A good evening to you from the Thomas Johnson High School Gym.
Frederick County Basketball has been brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend. Tune in again next time for the best in local high school sports action. Or find the podcast of this game on WFMD.com.